Marty Lurie here at KBR 680 with Ryan Braun. Well, you're in San Francisco, and boy, the rumors came with you.
Apparently. I guess it's flattering. Obviously, I've always admired this franchise from afar, always enjoyed coming to the city. The trade rumors are something I don't really waste much time thinking about or worrying about because it's not going to impact the way that I prepare day to day or anything that I do to prepare myself to play on a day to day basis.
What do you think of this park? Let me ask you some of the surrounding questions about San Francisco and the park.
I've always loved playing here. It's a lot of fun. It's great energy. Obviously, they've had a phenomenal team basically since I've been in the major league. So it's always a place you look forward to coming to as a competitor. It's a fun atmosphere, fun environment, and unfortunately a place that we only get to come to once a year, but always one of those places I look forward to coming to.
San Francisco in general. Now, we've had these conversations with people who come in. Now, you're a guy who grew up in Southern California, Miami, where I grew up as well. So you've been around the world and around the country. What do you think about San Francisco?
I love it. I mean, the energy's great. I think there's just a lot of people. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to see. It's always a lot of fun.
All right. Let's talk about communication with the front office because you're in a good mood and obviously, you're sought after. You're healthy. You're having a good year. How does it go with the front office and the agent? How does all this happen?
To be honest with you, I try to stay out of it as much as possible. They've been great with me. I have a great relationship with our ownership group and with our front office. I do think that they would keep me apprised if anything got close. But for the most part, like I said, my focus is on trying to stay healthy, trying to put myself in the best possible position to succeed day to day, and just not worrying about the things that are out of my control because it's kind of a waste of energy for me.
Isn't it funny, though, how baseball is a talking sport and people just love to talk about trades? Isn't it amazing?
It really is. I think, well, you get MLB Network that's on every day in the clubhouse, so it's unavoidable for us as players. But I think when you have to talk about baseball 24 hours a day, you have to speak about trade rumors, right? It's impossible not to, and usually most rumors originate from an unidentified source, so there's no accountability if people are wrong or if they completely make things up. So I think it makes it interesting and entertaining for fans.
I bet that Ryan Braun is with us. Always a pleasure to talk with him. I bet when your cell phone rings and you see the name John Heyman or Ken Rosenthal, I see you say, uh-oh, here, let's see what's going on.
Oh, they don't call me. You know, actually, funny story, though. So I was sitting having lunch with Pat Murphy here earlier today, and Ken Rosenthal texted him asking if there's any truth to these rumors about me going to the Giants. He said he heard it's a hot rumor. So they don't text me, but they text people around me, I guess.
All right, Ryan Braun, nice to have you with us. But last thought about the Giants. When you think of the San Francisco Giants, the way they play the game, just the franchise, what comes to mind for you? How do you describe it?
Just a winning franchise. Obviously, they're one of the model franchises in our sport. They've had a tremendous amount of success. Just always admired the way that they play from afar. I got a chance to play for Boch at a couple All-Star games. Awesome guy. Yeah, I got a chance to obviously get to know Buster Posey and Jake Peavy over the years, a few of their other guys as well. So some good guys, great franchise, great team.
Yes, in Cincinnati, he got you in the game, you got a hit.
Why not? If I'm going to get in there, might as well get a hit, right?
All right, Ryan Braun with us. All right, let's talk about your health. What is up with you, your back, and what did happen with you?
I feel good now, knock on wood. I had a herniated disc. I had surgery just after last season, early October. It was an interesting process. First real surgery I've ever had. Knock on wood, I've been pretty healthy. So kind of learning as I go, figuring out as I go. I think it's been some days are great, some days not so great. So it's a learning process. I hope that as I continue to get further out from the procedure, I continue to get stronger and stronger and feel better and better.
Yeah, what kind of rehab do you have for that? I know Pence is a Pilates guy. What do you do?
So basically, it was a month of nothing, and then I was able to lightly start to get back into core stability and core strengthening exercises. I started all my baseball activities a lot later than I typically would this offseason. Kind of got into everything a little bit later and just gradually worked my way back into doing everything. And I have a maintenance program that I do now that's primarily just core stability, core strengthening stuff, and a treatment program that I do almost every day, just more maintenance than anything else. And like I said, right now I feel great, but you definitely never take your health for granted.
Well, when I walk around a locker room, if a guy is smiling, I know he feels great, and you appear to be smiling.
Well, I'm always smiling, so I enjoy life regardless, but certainly this game's a lot more fun when you're healthy.
Ryan, are you a different player than before you had the surgery last couple of years? Are you still the power hitter that we see with the big swing?
I mean, I've never really considered myself a power hitter. I always just try to hit the ball hard. The goal is to hit it on the barrel as often as possible. I think the only difference might be I pick and choose my spots as far as when I'm going to steal bases. Unless I feel really good, I try to kind of minimize my stolen base opportunities. I'll still run, but maybe not quite as often as I used to. But everything else, I definitely feel like I haven't lost anything when it comes to power, speed, arm strength, or anything else. It's just a matter of trying to be smart and kind of pick and choose my spots at times.
You're a college player at the University of Miami. How did you end up in Miami from California?
I always tell people it was the girls, essentially. But I took my recruiting trip there. I really enjoyed it. I actually went there on a partial academic scholarship. Came down to Miami and Stanford, two obviously polar opposites, opposite sides of the coast, different college experiences. But took my trip there, just really loved it. It was an incredible experience socially. It's actually a good school academically. Baseball-wise, perennially a top 10 team. So got a chance of playing a couple College World Series and just loved every minute of my experience there.
Yeah, for me, I went to law school at the University of Miami, and I grew up in Miami, and we call it the U, and the U is it's just a special place. It just has that charisma to it.
Yeah, we say that proudly. You know, I really love my time there. I think a lot of my best friends today were my teammates there. I'm proud of them for getting back to the College World Series, and it was really just it's a special time, I think, for everybody in their life to get an opportunity in college to play baseball.
Well, it's nice to have you on the show. I always enjoy talking with you. Jewish player. And Sean Green, of course, I've had him on, and I always read about Hank Greenberg and Koufax. There's a responsibility, is there not, as being a Jewish player in the big leagues?
There is. I mean, it's something I take pride in. I'm happy that maybe I could give a young Jewish kid something they could look to and aspire to eventually be a major league player because they see somebody else who they think is like them doing what they want to do. But at the same time, I always tell people I never grew up admiring anybody for their race, religion, or ethnicity. So I try to not make more of it than what it is. But if I'm able to inspire a young Jewish kid, I think that's great. If I'm able to inspire a young Christian kid or anybody else, that's great, too.
Yeah, very good. All right, so bottom line, if you ended up here, it would be okay, wouldn't it?
You know, honestly, I really don't think about it. I try to just focus on the things that I can control. Ideally for me, we continue to play well. We're in a good place right now as a team. We're not too far out of the second wild card. I think the second wild card allows people to dream. So there's no reason that we can't get back to being where we want to be as an organization a lot quicker than everybody else thinks we'll be able to.
All right, good answer. What'd you major in Miami? Political science?
Business management, minored in sports management.
All right, I can see you had a lot of courses in answering questions. Ryan, great to see you as always. Appreciate it, and we'll see where it goes.
Sounds good. Thank you.
More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.